Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. A News Talk original podcast.
Hello, it's Sean Defoe here.
And I'm Ivan Yates.
And this is Calling It, the News Talk original podcast, where we're drilling down into all 43 constituencies. Who are the runners and riders? What's the geography like?
And then I'm calling it, trying to name all 174 TDs.
No small tasks. This time we are doing Dublin South West. So this is a 5-seat constituency where last time you saw Sinn Féin's Sean Crowe top the poll. More than 20,000 votes, one of the highest vote gets in the country. Colin Brophy of Fine Gael took a seat, John Lahart for Fianna Fáil, Francis Noel Duffy of the Green Party, and Paul Murphy, then of Rise, now of People Before Profit. So there has been a little bit of changing in this particular constituency. It remains a 5-seater in 2024, but around 10,700 people from Dublin South Central transfer into the constituency. That includes electoral districts around Terenure, Temple Oge, Ballymount and parts of Talla, while the latter districts had a heavy Sinn Féin vote in 2020. The others were a bit more mixed. Temple Oge, Kimmage Manor saw a combined 58% of voters give Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil their backing, while the three larger parties split the Terenure boxes pretty evenly. Meanwhile, 11,300 votes move out of the constituency. They're heading into Dublin Midwest in the form of Talla, Fetter, Kern, where Sinn Féin did very well. They got about 60% of the vote, and People Before Profit also had a strong vote. So going to be impacted by the redraw, and we'll see, is will it be significant when we get to the fifth and final seat. The declared candidates in Dublin South West in 2024, John Lahart of Fianna Fáil, Teresa Costello, also Fianna Fáil. Two for Fine Gael, Colin Brophy and Sarah Barnes. Francis Noel Duffy for the Green Party. Kieran Ahern of Labour, Sean Crowe for Sinn Féin and Niamh Whelan of Sinn Féin. Alan Edge is an independent. Saoirse Ní Chonaireann for AIN2. Paul Murphy of People Before Profit. Jan McUchertig of the National Party. Ross O'Milan for the Social Democrats. Paddy Holohan, independent. Niall Haid, independent. And Colm O'Keefe, independent. Where do you want to pick up, Ivan?
Well, the geography first. So over 10,000 are moving from South Central in, and over 11,000 are moving out to Dublin Midwest, which we've already covered. So if you're listening to this, you're talking about Talla, which is the big centre, Fir House, Temple Oge, a bit more leafy, Rathfarnham, Knocklyon. Is there Ballyboden? Is that such a place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we'll start with the Greens, I think. So, you know, don't you just love it? You know, they all push, you know, that housing is a right, a human right, that we should have a constitutional right to a house, a public house, a free house, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, the Greens have it in their manifesto that housing should be a human right. And here doesn't it transpire that Francis Noel Duffy and his wife, Catherine Martin, lodged an objection to a 330-house developing scheme thwarting something because it was simply visible outside their back window. Francis Noel is originally from Carrickmacross. Bit of a surprise he won the last day. I think he'll be going back to lecturing in TUD because I don't think he'll hold his seat. So there was no Green councillor elected in this constituency in the local election. So the alarm bells are ringing. So we're going to have a bit of a change here.
You have him gone. So that is both jobs in that household of Catherine Martin and Francis Noel Duffy you have been gone after this election.
Yeah. Next up, we have Sinn Féin. So you will be writing this down as one of the bankers for 2 seats in Talla. A quota 11,261. They got 20,000, virtually 2 quotas the last time. And the very credible second candidate, who is the PA, maybe doing all the work for Sean Crowe, Councillor Niamh Whelan, councillor from Kiltipper. But the tide has gone out, and the other lefty here, Paul Murphy, got a bit of a scare previously. And you notice he's maybe not doing as much protesting. Now he's still on about Gaza and Palestine and all that good stuff. But the reality is he's been focusing on the knitting here. And I hear he's consolidated his position. And I think that Paul Murphy's vote will go up, and it will be at the expense of Sinn Féin. So I'm saying the first seat will go to Sean Crowe. And I think that Niamh Whelan one day will be a TD and will succeed. You sometimes see this pattern with their second running mate, that it's not all duck or no dinner on the 2024 occasion, even if they got 5,000 votes or whatever, you know, 3,000 votes, they're putting down a marker when Sean retires. And I'd say this could be Sean's last election.
Which is why you see, because she's geographically right under him, obviously, in Tala Central, which is where his boxes are. Interesting, Paul Murphy got a massive whack of transfers. He was the fifth after first count last time around of five candidates, and he got 3,400 transfers from the surplus of Sean Crowe last time around.
So I think he might get them first count this time.
Right.
Okay. So... I think Colin Brophy, he's more the Temple Ogue side of the town. I think he's been a junior minister. He's a full-time politician in every sense. Does he have a running mate?
He does have a running mate. That is Councillor Sarah Barnes. She is the
daughter
of
my old mate, Monica Barnes.
Yeah.
Lord of mercy on her. I know, and I'm sure Monica was a redheaded, really feisty feminist. And, you know, sometimes I'd be taking the piss out of her and say, because she had a very short fuse. And I'd wind her up and say, you can't be serious about this abortion stuff and all this. And it's not going down well down the country. Back in the day with Garrett's constitutional crusade. And she was a great sport. She had a great laugh. And I was very, very fond of her. And she was a real Trojan for the party. And I wish her daughter well, but she's, you know the way in the Tory party, you know, you go on a panel to be, a candidate and you could run in Surrey or Oxford and you'd be guaranteed a seat, and then you'd be put in the red wall up in Doncaster and you'd have no chance. Like running her here, you might hear more of Sarah Barnes, but I don't think it's on this occasion in this seat because there's no second seat for Fine Gael. We come on then to John Lahart. John Lahart, I like John. I know John well, and maybe is not as energetic as he once was, but he's lost none of his kind of silky diplomacy skills and friendly demeanour, and he's doing the constituency work. He's a steady Eddie, and a bit like sort of Bernard Durkin and Kildare, has a solid clientele, you could say, of Fianna Fáil support going through Bertie's era and all of that. Didn't get preferment at any stage, and I'd say this could be his last election. Fianna Fáil are running a bright, shiny new penny, Teresa Costlow, female, in Tala.
Yeah.
Word is she mightn't travel too far out of Tala. Mm. Some candidates are very good in Tala and not far. So I'm actually saying that it's good for incumbency here. Crowe, Lahart, Brophy, Murphy to get a seat each.
Four
of the five gone.
Just before we move on for Teresa Costas, just an interesting candidate because, like, strikes you as a very un-Fianna Fáil candidate at first.
Yeah.
Tala Central.
Charlie O'Connor used to run here.
He did?
Yeah.
That was his bailiwick. So in the Tala, 800 votes in 2019, more than doubled that to 1,900 votes in 2020. She's a breast cancer survivor and an ambassador for Breast Cancer Ireland, has set up her own online support group called Breast Friends. And the TV presenter Elaine Crowley, did you ever come across her?
Yeah, when you were a virgin.
She was actually a bridesmaid at her wedding.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that this is a big outing for her. I think if she got a good, respectable vote, she could get in the Senate and she could be the succession plan for John Lahart. Opportunity is writ large for her. But on this occasion, I don't see two Fianna Fáil seats and I don't really see Hart being dislodged, or Lahart being dislodged.
So that leaves us with four decided and one to dish out. Who are the, how many into one are we talking? Is it three? Is it four?
This is difficult. So my first inquiry is about Paddy Houlihan.
Mm-hmm.
Houlihan.
Yeah.
So he's the guy with the red beard. He got elected in two different district electoral areas in the council election. People say he ran a very slick campaign, a high budget campaign. So, Paddy Houlihan, I think he won't travel outside his area. I think he is the kind of Gavin Pepper, you know, candidate, Malachy Steenson, and I'm not really feeling that they go beyond 5%.
Yeah, it's a hard one because, as you say, you ran in two districts. You got a combined 2,600.
I'm very credible.
You won two council seats and co-opted someone else onto the other. He's former Sinn Féin, had a number of run-ins with the party and he's left. And he's made some mad allegations down through the years. I mean, including alleging on a podcast that many underage girls were having sex with men to blackmail them for money. He said some things. I feel like he had much more of an impact if this was 6 months ago. He had a big momentum in the locals. There was an anti-immigration and anti-establishment thing that seems to have gone, but he will get a very good vote in Tallaght.
Who's the Sock Dem candidate?
The Sock Dem candidate is Ross O'Melan in this particular constituency. Not hearing great things about him. Like, he's, they're not putting it on their list for me, put it that way.
So I'm feeling his elimination and others will make it a two-way go for the last seat. Mm. And there'll be a bit of counting here now. And that is between Kieran Ahern of Labour and Councillor Alan Edge, Independent. The latter is in Fair House, into Tallaght, Boher something.
Onabrina.
Yeah. And he is very active in the LGBT sphere. He is a former mayor of South Dublin. And a lot of people who are not necessarily voting of him say that he has a lot of mojo and momentum. Mm-hmm. Against him is a guy who got 3,603 votes, I think, on the first count, Councillor Kieran Ahern, who is a solicitor, as I understand it, for Rathfarnham, from Rathfarnham, and will do very well and did very well in the local elections in Rathfarnham. Mm-hmm. Pat Rabbit speaks very highly of him, and he has the look of a new future Labour TD. There's a Pamela Kenny or Carney also topped the poll in his area and transferred.
Pamela Kearns, 3,300. So they ran two in that ward. Ahern got 2,000 votes. She got 3,300, but they're running it.
But between them, there's 5,000 votes.
5,000 Labour votes.
A week ago, I was thinking the fifth seat will go to Kieran Ahern here. And I was kind of minded to do that. And I spoke to some people there who wouldn't be that involved in politics. And I said, did you ever hear this guy, Alan Edge, or did you hear? You see, when I get into a taxi, I immediately ask people, and where are you from?
Yeah.
And they say, just tell me this now. If I were to give you a pick between Alan Edge and Kieran Ahern, because I'm daft enough to have these things swirling around in my head. And a couple of them said to me, I think Alan Edge would be more popular now. You know what I mean? He'd be more liked. You know what I mean? And, immediately once I hear that, they had me at hello once they say they're like. So I'm saying the last seat will be tight between Councillor Alan Edge and Councillor Kieran Ahern. I'm just not feeling for all these Labour candidates. They're getting the bounce of the ball as yet. We have yet to go a week into this campaign. We will be doing revisions on this. So I'm saying it's tight. And if the voters don't know, it's very hard for me to know. But if you ask me to call it, it's Alan Edge for the last seat.
Okay, that's interesting.
And there's a Pone factor. He is getting the votes a Pone got.
Yeah, and there's a general uptick for independents as well, which will help in this constituency, which could go, that could help Paddy Holohan as well. It could help Alan Edge. And both of them are very good on social media, Edge and Kieran Ahern. Kieran Ahern is mates with one of the Foil Arms and Hogs, you know, those guys. Does very funny social media videos with them. So
I don't have time to waste, Sean, please.
You just have time to waste talking about Alan Edge in taxis. That's the time you're spending. So there we go. Someone I spoke to in this constituency this morning said, don't write off Paddy Holohan. He's thereabouts for the last seat. And that were it to come down to the final two, they said it will be between, on one hand, Alan Edge and Kieran Ahern for one seat. And on the other hand, it could actually be between Paul Murphy and Paddy Holohan for that Tallaght vote. And it's not, ideologically, doesn't make sense.
No.
They're on different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But they're still that protest.
Well, they're a different type of anti-establishment vote. Sutcliffe in South Central is cut of the same stick as Holohan. Mm. They're both,
thereabouts.
But the thing about I have against Holohan is he didn't just say immediately after the locals, and I'm standing for the Dáil. It was only in the latter week before the Dáil was dissolved, he finally declared and lost a bit of momentum from that. Mm. And that, for me, once you lose it, it's very hard to get it back.
Okay. And as I say, the immigration issue has paired way back, like amazingly back from the locals compared to this general election issue, and that probably harms him. So the TDs that are taking seats in Dublin South West in the calling of predictions, John Lahart of Fianna Fáil, Colin Brophy for Fine Gael, you have Alan Edge edging out Kieran Ahern for that final seat there. Paul Murphy also keeping the seat. And your fifth pick was? Sean Crowe, Colin Brophy, John Lahart, Paul Murphy, plus Alan Edge.
Yep.
There you go. There's your five. That's it for the Calling a Podcast. News Talk Original, produced by Mark Simpson and Jess Kelly. Episodes dropping in your podcast feeds every day as we head towards the end of this and before we do one big review of it at the end. So don't forget to hit subscribe on whatever platform you listen to your podcasts on.
Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. A News Talk original podcast.